Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.
One of the projects that you've been working on over the past year involves violence and how it affects children in the streets of Buffalo. And you've really done a lot of background and research on this problem. What have you found and how it correlates to some of the students in the city school district?
One of the things from the data we looked at, we found is that 40% of the students in the Buffalo public schools live in the 10 most violent neighborhoods. And that, you know, that is a huge mass of children. And, you know, the reason this is significant is, you know, what the story is really about is thinking about and looking at, you know, very young children, children who from birth are living in these communities where they hear gunshots, they see police tape, they know that people are getting killed all around them. And if you think about what that does to the psychology of a young child, it has a tremendous effect on them. And there is a lot of national research that shows that this exposure to violence, the stress that comes with that, literally can have an effect on how a child's brain develops if they're exposed in the very early years. And then when you take all that and think about, now, what does that mean when a child walks in the classroom and they're maybe afraid or they're angry or, you know, one of their parents has been killed or is in jail, and they show up to school and oftentimes it goes unnoticed. This is a fairly new area of research and conversation in education circles, because I think, you know, what I've seen in recent years is there is this growing awareness that this is a problem in inner city communities and that this is something that children bring with them into the classroom if they're exposed in the very early years. And so you think you have kind of on one level, you know, the emotional toll, the psychological toll that you're working through, but then there's also this very physical piece. And then when you take all that and think about, now, what does that mean when a child walks in the classroom and they're maybe afraid or they're angry or, you know, one of their parents has been killed or is in jail, and they show up to school and oftentimes it goes unnoticed. And if you can address those issues for what they are, you know, they're not bad kids. They're not behavior problems. They're not, you know, special ed. They're kids who are suffering and they need support. And if you can support them in the way that they need it, it stands to reason that they will be successful.
Now, Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash, we just had a chance to recently speak to him, and we asked him specifically about the violence question because just recently we had a 13-year-old girl who is a city student was shot by a bullet that was intended for someone else.
And of course, we're trying to have citywide initiatives around this. It's not just a school issue. I think school, for the most part, kids are safe in school. But as I said, that's out in the community, walking home, looking to go to practice if they're engaged in sports or to some event, just crossing these gang territories, because the truth is there are gangs here in Buffalo. And many of our community schools are also located where those largest gangs are, so because we're trying to reclaim these communities.
And I know that you also talked to Dr. Cash for your story as well. He's obviously very well aware of the problem and trying to work towards some solutions.
Absolutely. He shared with me that when he came here 2 years ago, he was struck by the high levels of violence in the city and what children are exposed to. I think, you know, we've reported on the CDC figures that 35% of high schoolers in the Buffalo schools have seen someone shot, stabbed, or assaulted. And that's they've actually seen it. That's not talking about, you know, the kid who maybe it's their brother or their uncle or their father. Dr. Cash said that's a tremendously high number, and he could not think of anywhere else he's seen a figure that high. He also shared that in the 2 years he's been here, there have been 6 young people under the age of 18 who have been murdered, and there have been 54 other children who have been injured in violence. You know, I think for years here, too often you heard there's no gangs in the city. There's the violence isn't so bad. The violence is down. And yes, the statistics are moving in the right direction, but the reality is, and Dr. Cash will tell you, for the families that are living in those neighborhoods, for the children that are living in those neighborhoods, it's not good enough.
Now, you've actually had a chance to talk to some of the children out there, correct? Some of the teens?
Absolutely. You know, in the course of reporting this, and I've been working with my colleague Lou Michelle, who's very well known in the community and is very plugged in. He's covered the issues of violence for years. And again, this is, you know, we've talked to kids very young in elementary school all the way up through high school. And, you know, there's no shortage of kids who are affected by this. We had one forum with some students from the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology, and we asked the room, there were maybe 40, 50 kids in it, how many had heard gunshots in their neighborhood, and every single hand went up. You know, again, so you talk about the fear that's associated with that. We spent a lot of time with a young man whose father was killed when he was just in first grade. And, you know, we learned a lot about how that affected him in school. You know, he had trouble focusing. He had outbursts of crying. You know, for a long time, the school he was at didn't know where that was coming from. And once they connected with the family and found out, they were able to offer him some extra supports to help him be more successful. And, you know, that's really the key, is identifying these kids when they are young, because you know, the further they go without getting those supports, it does start to become too late. And, you know, if you've got a kid who's experiencing trauma when they're in kindergarten, first, second grade, and rather than getting them support, you know, they're being suspended, they're being penalized, they're being put out of class when where they really need to be is in class, or they're being, you know, called emotionally disturbed and put in a special education classroom with other kids who are experiencing similar trauma along with them, you know, those children start to fall behind academically. All of those things connect directly to a kid's academic success. And, you know, everybody knows the further you slide behind, the more difficult it is to catch up. You know, the bright side is Dr. Cash does seem to be taking this issue very seriously. And he shared with us that they are now going to be requiring over the next 3 years every teacher in the Buffalo Public Schools to go through what they call trauma-informed training. That's huge because, you know, obviously there's limited dollars for training. It can be difficult with the union contract to require that sort of thing. And that's really one of their two priorities that they've identified. So you think about, you know, all the math, the English, the Common Core, and that's one of the things that, you know, they're really going to hone in on. And, you know, you just have to hope and think that that's going to help a lot of kids.
Certainly a powerful story. And this will unfortunately be your last Buffalo news story. You are moving on. Tell us where you're going.
So I am going to be moving on to an organization called the Education Trust. Some of your listeners who follow education issues may be familiar with them. They're a national nonprofit that has been around since the 90s, and they focus on equity issues in education. They're very research-focused, very data-driven. They do a lot of really great work looking at issues affecting those kids who are most at risk for not being successful, particularly kids coming from high-poverty areas and children of color.
And so you'll be here in Buffalo conducting that work for this national organization?
I will.
So we will still probably be in touch.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll still see me popping around. You know, the New York chapter that I'll be working for is focused on the Big Five. So obviously that's Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse. And I have had a front row seat for the past 7 years in Buffalo and Rochester. So hopefully I can, you know, bring some of what I've learned to the organization to help shape some of that work. Because, you know, I think most people that follow education issues, you know, are well aware and agree that this equity piece is a huge challenge that we need to overcome. So I'm excited to start doing some work in that area.
Well, certainly this is your last press pass, but I'm sure we'll hear from you again. And it has been such a pleasure with your expertise and all the sharing of your stories that you've provided for our listeners. Tiffany Lankus, thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to thank all your listeners, too.